While we've got you on, can I ask for a bit of clarity on the figures about the effectiveness of badger culling? There was a peer-reviewed report published in the Vet Record in March, which you criticised. Since then, you've admitted that some of your figures were wrong. It doesn't look great, does it?
No, I agree on the surface of it. It doesn't look great. I think it's important to say that, yes, some of our figures were wrong, but what we were saying in the Vet Record report was that the whole methodology was wrong, and so therefore the conclusion was wrong. That's why it's so important, because it is complex, that the methodology needs to be robust standard epidemiological methodology.
It all seems to revolve around a couple of graphs, a graph that you published and then corrected. And the new version, when you look at it, the people who wrote this report, Tom Langton, he argues that it actually suggests that culling badgers is less effective at combating bovine TB than it seemed to be in the earlier graph. Can you explain why haven't you changed your conclusions when the data looks different? I mean, I understand it's complex, but can you give us an idea about why you haven't changed your conclusions?
Despite that individual figure, it still comes out in the end that we believe that culling is effective as a control measure for TB. And as we've always said, it's not the only effective measure. We use a number of tools, as we've talked about in previous interviews, to control TB in an area. We know it's made a big difference in the high-risk area, and the previously independent published papers have demonstrated that.
Tom Langton, who wrote that study, the one that you criticised, he says that you won't release the data on never-culled areas.
Well, it's more, as you've already said, it's more complex than just the data, and as we've seen with the Langton paper, they've then not used a robust methodology to examine and assess it, and therefore conclusions are wrong. They're not being scientifically valid. We've continued to progress the numbers of areas of culling. It is now very difficult to compare non-culled and culled areas where all the parameters are pretty much the same to then isolate that benefit of culling. So we absolutely agree that it's not a single issue, it's not a single thing that has achieved the overall benefits we've seen. But it's now very difficult
to scientifically just to release the data, because then you wouldn't run the risk of having people saying, well, they're being all secretive about it, they're being secretive with the data. Surely everybody just wants to find the best way to eradicate bovine TB.
Yeah, and it would be wonderful to release the data and all be happy that the assessments made from it were valid, and therefore wildlife people, farmers, everybody could take on board what was being said as genuine factual evidence.
So will you release it ever?
It's not absolutely my decision to release it. So we will have continuing discussions about it. Overall, we look to be very transparent and share information.
Christine Middlemas, England's chief vet. After that interview, DEFRA's press office asked us to say that they have in fact shared what they call the necessary data with Tom Langton. We've checked again with him and he says they haven't. Any thoughts on that? Do drop us a line. Email us at farming.today@bbc.co.uk or tweet us at BBC Farming Today.